So I'm here with Davo after a 2-1 home win in the league against Egham Town. I suppose we've got to start with the obvious, haven't we? 4/5 injuries. I'd say patchwork side that you've put out tonight, including the assistant manager in midfield. So obviously not the team that you would normally play. And what a magnificent job you've done. You must be absolutely delighted and bursting with pride for the lads.
Yeah, bursting with pride is exactly the phrase. I think it was a magnificent performance, absolutely magnificent result, and thoroughly deserved, if I'm honest. I thought they're a good side. I'm not taking anything away from them. Gary Meekins is a good manager. He's done a great job there. Big, powerful, got some good players, and you know, we knew we were going to be in for a tough game. Take nothing away from the fact they've lost, or don't read nothing into the fact they've lost 2 in a row, now 3 in a row. We knew they were going to be coming gunning at us, and we had to switch on to it early on. And like you said, the players that we've got missing, I mean, it's as good a six-a-side team as you're ever likely to see at this club. You know, they are all probable starters, six of them. And, you know, to see them all sat in the stand is a bit demoralising when you come running out and you're doing the warm-up and that. But the lads who played, and we've developed a good squad, a really good squad of players that we think all can do a job. I've said on the interviews before that every one in the squad of 18 or so in previous years would be regulars for us. So that was tested to the full today, and I thought, could we come through? And everybody who played from 1 to 11, the subs, obviously Jordan didn't get on as a keeper, Jack Howard didn't get on, but his attitude, a pair of them, was spot on. Craig Stanley's come back and done a job for us, come on in the last few minutes, went a great run down the line to keep the ball, to close the game out. It was just a fantastic night for us, and everyone who was there watching, I think, would have been bursting with pride of it as well. But as a manager and as a staff, we are absolutely chuffed to bits.
And talk us through the first half. I thought for the first 20 minutes you looked more than comfortable and well in the game. And forgive me because I can't remember the time of the penalty. But the reaction of the players tells you that it probably wasn't a penalty. And then again you go on and you recompose and recollect yourselves as a group. And you see the first half out, you stay in the game, going up the slope, and you do a good professional job for 1-0 at half time.
Yeah, we did. I think it was one of those. We had to stay solid. We knew they'd come flying at us, and they did. They didn't actually make Pricey make very many saves. They didn't get in behind us at all, which is great. And the penalty was a disgrace decision, I thought. The lads dived. He said he dived. I mean, he said, oh, yeah, I drew the contact. You know, one of those nonsense shouts where he's just dived over and the ref's been conned and he's given a penalty. Teams with a worse discipline than us would have gone absolutely berserk about that, because it was really hard to take, and you know, lads were having a little shout and stuff at him, at the referee. But you know, our fair play record is excellent and I'm proud of it, but we wanted to pick up 3 or 4 bookings today. But you know, we could have easily picked up a hell of a lot more with the way it went and the decisions that went against us, let's not talk about the referee, but yeah, you know, it was a tough one to take, and them to roll a penalty in like that is gut wrenching. So it was difficult. We had to weather that for a few minutes. We did. Then we've come good, and latter part of the half we looked the better side again. You know, we hit the post, didn't we? We had one or two other sniffs of chances. I thought we'd scored a couple of times, certainly when we hit the post. So it's coming one down. You know, we were a bit disappointed, but we felt we were well in the game.
And obviously, I don't know what you said at half time, but it must have been something along the lines of keep it up, keep the work rate up, keep the quality up, and you'll get chances. Because it looked for as days long that you were going to get chances in the game, and sure enough, in the second half, it panned out again. I felt you were the better side, and you created some good chances. And I think not just the two goals, but I think you had two cleared off the line, and potentially could have been maybe 3 or 4.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, you're right, we did say that at half-time. You know, we said keep going, you know, proud of you, which we are. Let's not forget, these lads have played 4 games in 7 days last week. We give them the luxury of 3 days off in terms of playing games. And tonight we've turned up, like you said, patchwork. Unfortunately, Liam Gilbert as well was unfit to play. He's been massive for us in the last month or so. So, like you say, we've had to pick a side, and the fitness levels of the lads is absolutely immense, in my opinion. You know, we keep going, we're non-stop, bearing in mind all the games that we played, and the second half was a great advert for that. You know, we absolutely went at them. Tempo was high, kept ball in good areas when we can. We like to play football, but the pitch is bouncy and bubbly. They're a big, powerful side, and we've had to put balls in good areas at times. But when we got there, we played some great little bits of football. I mean, the goal, the equaliser, was a great move. It was a fantastic move. A little ball, flick round corners. Josh Francis has whizzed a great ball in, and they've turned it in. It's a great goal. I mean, I know it's an OG, but people will say, how can you say an OG is a great goal? But the move was fantastic. And, you know, to a pool level like that was great. And after that, I thought it was only ever going to be one winner. I thought we looked powerful. We're a young team, and to be as powerful and dominant as that is a credit to us.
And I thought tonight you looked dangerous from set plays throughout the game, a constant threat. And sure enough, in the second half, you got your winner, so to speak, from a set play. But not just that goal. I think Ben White or Chalky scored that goal. Not just that goal. But I know you had one that was cleared off the line from just under the bar. I think there was one from a second ball from a corner where James Scott has rattled a volley in, and the keeper's tipped it over. As I say, he looked a constant threat from set plays.
Yeah, we did, and we've been like that all season. To be fair, we've tailed off a bit in terms of goals from set pieces of late, we scored Chalky's goal. You know, a bit of an OG in it, and Chalky touch and whatever, so we're more than happy with Chalky to get the goal, credited with the goal. He deserved it for a tireless performance, so really pleased with that. Yeah, it was a good ball in, and they've had to get a touch on it. Chalky's forced a touch as well. Between the pair of them, it's gone in, so I'm sure they don't want to go down as an own goal, and we're more than happy with Chalky to have it. So, yeah, just after that, there was another one that they cleared off the line. It could have been more, you know. And what pleased me more, we've had some scrappy wins over the years here, and people are clinging on and how long. I mean, we were probably asking how long to the ref, but I don't think anyone really thought they were going to score. It didn't look like it at all. So, you know, to close it out like that is great. And we're looking forward to playing them again next week. Is it Easter Monday, a week or so? And they'll be absolutely gunning for it. But if anyone would offer me 3 points against them across two games, I'd snap your arm off for it. So pressure's on them, innit, when we go back out there.
And bit of a strange one in a way, maybe. The fact you've got to play them in, 6 days' time. Normally you'd have sort of 3 or 4 months maybe in between playing them. You'd celebrate the win a little bit more, possibly. But maybe a difficult one in the changing room afterwards. I don't know. How did you sort of react after?
We like to sort of have a bit of a sort of sing-song and a shout and enjoy the win. But we did that today, but I thought we did it with a professional way. And, you know, I've got a lot of respect for them. They've done very well. Gary Meekins has done a fantastic job, and I'm not going to be here milking a victory against them. You know, they're having a tough time after flying in the league, and I'm sure they'll regroup on Saturday and come Monday against us. I'm sure, you know, we'll have to be on our game, because it's going to be tough, for sure.
And you've got, obviously, training Thursday as normal, and then you've got arguably another tough run of games in terms of Saturday, bank holiday Monday, the Wednesday, another cup game. And then Saturday again. So again, you've got four games in the space of a week.
It's going to be very tough. Tough ask for the lads. You know, we picked up another one with Rob Carr today. Hopefully that settles. But you know, he'll probably be missing potentially. But you know, you never know. He knows ankle injuries. So I'm sure he'll find a way to get fit from that. It's going to be tough. But let's deal with Saturday. We'll get the lads warmed down and trained and patched up and ready to go for Saturday. But you know, great win, really pleased with the performance, pleased with everybody who played, some of the lads who come in and played, they know who they are, you all know who they are, players that haven't been playing, done fantastic, and I'm chuffed with the result, proud of the lads, and roll on Saturday.
Congratulations on tonight, and best of luck Saturday.
Thank you, mate.